Shalom Aleichem, and welcome to our daily Torah message. In today's Torah reading, Parshat Vayakhel, we read about the Mishkan. And Rashi has a fascinating comment. He says that right before we hear about the building of the Mishkan, we have the laws of Shabbat. So Rashi, based on the Gemara, Talmud, teaches us that this is meant to teach us a very strong lesson, that even though it's important to build a Mishkan, Shabbat takes precedence. So I do not violate Shabbat in order to build a Mishkan. I have to rest. And even though, you know, many of the laws of Shabbat are connected to the Mishkan, but I must stop. And only after Shabbat can we continue building the Mishkan. I think it's a really awesome idea that's built here. Perhaps we can suggest that Mishkan is actively making a place for God to be in our lives. So in our lives, that might mean praying, learning Torah, doing chesed. All of that is extremely important, and it's our Mishkan. It's our tabernacle that we're actively creating a space for God in our lives. And with that said, we always have to remember that ultimately we need to stop and say no in order to create space for God to dwell in our lives. We need to listen to God. And even if we think we're doing the biggest mitzvah in the world, if God says no right now, then the answer is no. And that creates the space for holiness, creates the space for God's presence to dwell in our midst. So may we be blessed with a lot of action, a lot of Mishkan building. But at the end of the day, we should know that only when we stop and recognize God as the creator of everything, take that big breath and put His will before our ratzon sometimes, when we do that, that Shabbos energy is what really makes space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell in our lives. Hope you enjoyed this daily idea. And if you did, let me know. And we'll continue to share more Torah ideas every day. Have a great day.